Okay, today it's no secret. No secret, Rabbi said that today in Eretz Yisrael is it's Dalet Iyar 70. That today is Dalet Iyar. Today is not Hey Iyar. 70 years ago, tomorrow. Okay, 70 years minus one day ago. Tomorrow. That's what I said. Tomorrow minus one day. Hey. Oh, it was on Friday, like Mama's, like this year. Wow. Okay, that's.
New York Times has a whole
thing.
Has a declaration
Friday?
From the state of Israel.
Okay, I want to say. Erev Shabbos. Who is Erev Shabbos? So, Rabbi Isai, 70 years tomorrow will be exactly 70 years from the day which Hashkocha Pratis, Hashkocha Rabbi Shalom brought about that the Umay Sa'olam gave a Haskama. There should be a Medinas Yisrael. Okay, obviously among the Haredi world, which I probably everyone here probably identifies to a large degree with the Haredi world, the fact that you're in a Kollel, obviously they have whatever. But Rabbi Isai, 70 years Klal Yisrael has enjoyed, has been nene from a Mokoim that is under the control, the authority of Klal Yisrael. Where we are free to serve Hashem, to be shomer Torah mitzvos al admas kodesh, in a way that the Gedolei Yisrael throughout the generations were unable to, including the Baal Shem Tov, who made an attempt to go to Eretz Yisrael, the Vilna Goyin, okay, two extreme elements of Klal Yisrael, the Vilna Goyin, who wanted so much to go to Eretz Yisrael, the Chofetz Chaim, the Chassam Sofer. The biggest Gedolei Yisrael actually made an attempt. They made an attempt to go to Eretz Yisrael with great Mesiras Nefesh and were unsuccessful. They were unsuccessful in being able to reach their destination. And today, we have the ability, it's too easy just to get on a nice, brand new El Al plane and sit in comfort, and someone will serve you food. Relatively speaking, compared to what they went through, it's nothing. It's nothing. It's a joke. It's a joke of a joke compared to what our ancestors had to go through, what they couldn't possibly do to come to reach Eretz Yisrael. It's just mash maver al harayon, and. It's just an incredible bracha. It is bracha to us. It's bracha to the entire world. It's beyond a shadow of a doubt. You have to be makir toiv to that. This year, as you said, you have to also appreciate. So I want to say a few short things. It's a tremendous zuchus. If the Bar Dichava was here, Bar Dichava was known to always only be malami tzchus and klal yisrael. Dr. Fuchter just mentioned that this year, Hey Iyar is on Friday. The Medina was established on Friday. But when it was established, by the way, it was mamash a pachat because it meant war. That's what it meant.
Right.
It meant war. That's when the United Nations gave their approval and it was a Medina. What was the next step?
War.
It was preparation for war because the Umayyads, the Arabs, are not going to take it lightly. Did not take it lightly. So, 70 years ago, there was almost never a greater sakana for Klal Yisrael like it was 70 years ago tomorrow. Since the Holocaust, the greatest moment of sakana for Klal Yisrael was tomorrow. What time did they declare the state of Israel? What time was it? Whatever, during the afternoon sometime. Yeah. It was mamish pachad pechadim. Those you listen to the history, you read the history. I remember listening to Stephen Przanski, how he describes what was going on. Pacha, they were actually afraid. They almost were afraid that they're hoping they should reject the proposal that there be a state because, you know what it meant? People are going to die. It meant there's going to be a war and then the people are going to die. And that's what happened. It's exactly what happened and it's not a davar pashut. It was a moment of pachat pachadim and now it's 70 years later. The Chazal says, someone here told me, the Chazal, a dream, the longest dream in the history of the world is 70 years. So the whole idea of a Medina, going back even to the Aguda, okay, forget about go back to Europe, the Knessia Gedola, you see the banner they have, that video of the Chofetz Chaim, when the Chofetz Chaim came, so they had the banner. So you know what the banner? They would never put up this banner today. By a sea of Shas, just goes to show. They never. The big banner in the front was Shalu Eshloim Yerushalayim. Isn't that beautiful? By the sea of Shas, did you see a banner anywhere in MetLife Stadium? Did you ever see a banner in the whole MetLife, 90,000 people? Shalu Eshloim Yerushalayim. Didn't see a banner. They had banners for every Mishugas you can possibly imagine. What? Besides go Giants. I'm talking even the religious, all the religious, the advertisements and this and this and this. There was no banner. Why? Because today, were you Zionists? What are you, a Zionist? What is the, they would view it as, you know, the Agoda, the Knesset Gedolah. They had their head screwed on right. Shalu, that was the banner. Go on YouTube. When they show the Chofetz Chaim video, they show little clips. The last thing they show is the inside of the assembly hall. And the only thing that you see in writing is a big banner in the front. Sha'alu Eshiloim Yerushalayim. Half-lev a fella. At that moment in time, Yerushalayim was Choraf. There was nothing there. They had a little settlement. What do they have there in Yerushalayim at that moment in time when the Knesset Gedolah, what year was it? The 1920s? What? 1919. So what was doing Yerushalayim in 1919? Nothing. There were Yidden there, but relatively speaking, it was Pachat Pachadim what was doing there. They lived, they mamers like living in Chevron. And you go say the most dangerous area in Chevron, that's what it was like living in Yerushalayim in 1919. Right? You say, you watch your back every second, you see what goes on in Chevron, how they dress, the patrols with the tanks. Unless you know what's going on, you think you're mamers in the war, the biggest war zone in the world. It's pachad, you go into, even though the people live there, no big deal, we live every single day, but for an observer, a tourist, who walks into Chevron, and you see what the soldiers look like, and you don't even see this on television, such uniforms, and such armor, and tanks, and who knows what. That's what it was like in Yerushalayim in 1919. Sha'alu eshalom Yerushalayim. 70 years later, half live a fella. At that time, it was a chaloyim. Yeah.
When I was at Kufai, they had a big banner, that said, for Jerusalem's sake, I will not be silent.
Eshach. So it's an interesting thing.
It's the Goyim who recognizes.
It's sad. See, that's what's sad. That today, what we used to do in 1919, when the Chafetz Chaim, all the Gedolei Yisrael came, the first thing on their mind was, Shalu Eshlom Yerushalayim. And today, is that on our mind anymore? No, by the Sima Shas in 2 years from now, they're going to put up a banner, Shalu Shalom. I don't think so. They didn't put up last time. They're going to put up this time, such a banner. And you're talking about the Goyim, they're the ones who are doing this. It's frightening. It's where are our priorities? Do we really have our head screwed on right? I don't know. Now, here, 70 years. Those years, they were thinking about Yerushalayim. It was a dream. It was a dream that Klal Yisrael can have anything. And it's a dream is only 70 years. It's only so they made the dream. The dream is over, Rabbi Sack. It's time to wake up. It's no longer a dream. It's a reality. It's not a dream anymore. It's a reality. After 70 years, it's a reality. What would the Chazon Ir say today? No one knows. We know Gedolei Yisrael made some very stinging statements. And rightfully so. They had very legitimate complaints. But I'm very curious, and there's no way to know, what would the Chazon Ish say today? I don't know. Who knows? No one can tell me they know. No one can tell me they know what he would say today. We don't really know. What would the Satmar Rav say today? Do we really know what he would say today? You can say, well, he wrote this, he said that. Listen, whatever, it's not no geya. Fact is, the Aseres HaShvatim, Aseret HaShvatim was started as a rebellion against Rechavam. It was a terrible avera, but yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu dealt with it. He gave them kings. Achia HaShiloini anointed the king, and they had a malchus. So how do you just ignore it? Because there's a little problem. There's a problem. You're just not going to acknowledge the greater good. The greater bracha that is brought to this world. Listen, these are very hard things to understand. When they made the first king, Shaul HaMelech, it was a sin. It was a terrible sin. They wanted a king, Kechol HaUmais. But what came from that? He was anointed legitimately with Shemen HaMishcha, And then after Shaul, the Malchus went to David, first Mephibosheth, then to David. The Malchus of Klal Yisrael. But when it started, and the Malchus of Klal Yisrael gave us everything. The Malchus of Klal Yisrael is the Malchus of Klal Yisrael. But when it started in sin. It started with they wanted a melech kechol ha'amim, to be like all the nations of the world. Now, I'm not trying to make any comparisons. Chas shalom, I'm not a person to do this. I don't know for anything. They're gedolei Yisrael. I'm not chas shalom coming to go and put my head into a place I don't belong. But but one thing is clear, is whatever was, was. But 70 years is quite an amount of time. And today, especially, what was, was. Obviously, it's a mokoyim where a Jew has an opportunity to steig, to be an oved Hashem, to the fullest extent that he wants, and you'll have help and support and protection. This is something we never, ever, ever had before. And it's not something that anyone, I believe, has a right to belittle in any way, no matter what spectrum and any issue that you have. It's an incredible, incredible thing. 70 years is not a simple thing. That is the lifespan of a person. The Gemara says, what's the pasuk in Tehillim? It's a remarkable milestone. The 70 is the letter Ayin. Chazal say, we know the Masechta in the Bavli, it says, Mem v'samach shebeluchos b'neis hoyu oimdim. Because the Mem and the Samach are the only two letters in Ksav Ashuris which are completely encircled, which the letters go all the way around. But you know, there's not only is there a Talmud Bavli, there's a Talmud Yerushalmi. And the Talmud Yerushalmi, there's a different girsa. It says, the Ayin shebeluchos b'neis hoyu oimdim. It doesn't say the Mem and the Samach. It says that the letter Ayin in the Luchos was suspended through a miracle. How could that be? What does that mean exactly? Well, the answer is, in Ksav Ashuris, it's Taka, the Mem and the Samach, that needs a miracle. But in Ksav Ivris, the ancient language, ancient script, the Ayin is written like a triangle. There are different dialects of the Ksav Ivris. You have to find the right one, but that is one of the old dialects. The Ayin is the only letter that is completely enclosed. The letter Ayin. 70 in the Luchos in the Torah, the letter Ayin, it was suspended through a miracle. Talmud Yerushalmi is the Torah of Eretz Yisrael. The letter Ayin, the essence of the letter Ayin is a nes. That's what it says in Talmud Yerushalmi. The Ayin in the Luchos, the way it's constructed, the way it's given to us in a Torahic way. When you look at the number Ayin from the perspective of the Luchos, which were given to us from the Ribbono Shel Olam, the letter Ayin is a nes. 70 years is not a simple matter. Adam Harishon, after he was choite, what did he do to Misakin himself? What did he do to Misakin himself? He gave 70 years of his life to David HaMelech. What is the role of David? The role of David was the Malchus of Yisrael. Now, I'm not saying the Medina, don't quote me wrong. The Malchus of Medina is Medina's Yisrael. Medina's Yisrael is not the state of Israel is not the Malchus of David. No one's going to fool me anywhere. But don't tell me there's no, it's the authority of the land, whether we like it or not. This is the authority, and it's under the authority of Jews, of Achenu B'nei Yisrael. These are our Achenu B'nei Yisrael. Not yet fully religious, but close, getting there, on the way, on the right path. Acheinu b'nei Yisrael, Adam HaRishon gave 70 years of his life for the Malchus of Klal Yisrael. David, who established Haloi Davar, 70 years. 70 years of the closest thing that we, in our lifetimes, can a me'ein shebe me'ein of what it means to have an authority, a Jewish authority in Eretz Yisrael. Haloi Davar, this is not a simple matter. What we are zoichet to witness in our lifetime, the neis shebe luchos, the fact that miraculously it survived against all odds, all the wars, all the tsaros, the korbanos, and was still, it's thriving. Thriving like never before. Ayin, in a Torahic way, Torah in Eretz Yisrael is Chai v'kayam. It's ayin shebeluchos b'neis hayu oimdin. And it's the 70 years. David, it's 70 years. Is David, it's not something like that. And especially this year, like you said, the first year was Erev Shabbos. Pikuach nefesh. Mamish preparing for war. Every able man was recruited, was drafted. Mamish hachonah for milchama. 70 years later, Erev Shabbos, there's no celebration. Why? Shabbos Kodesh. If the Baditshuva was here, this is what he would say. Shabbos Kodesh. Chil Shabbos. If you're going to celebrate this accomplishment on Erev Shabbos, this is going to be Chil Shabbos. No celebration. Push it back. It's unbelievable. Who would imagine 70 years later, Bo Bayom, on Erev Shabbos, no celebration. What would Ben Gurion say? He heard that. No, not necessarily. It's not mukhruch. I don't know if you can say that. I don't think so. You have to know. I don't think you should say that. It's not true. It's an incredible. What were they saying? Will we even be around in 70 years from now? And we'll be around to the degree where we're not going to celebrate Independence Day because Shabbos Kodesh. Erev Shabbos Kodesh. It's not to be believed. It's half level fellow. The schus, it's something which you cannot take lightly. If there's one thing you want to do today to really celebrate, it's the bench. That's you know, hollow, not hollow, this, that. One thing is for sure. Today, you go have lunch, you take a piece of bread, you make hamotzi, and you recite Berachas HaMazon with kavana. This is the ultimate shevach.
You say Magdil or Migdil?
You say Magdil. Magdil. But the ultimate shevach you can give Ribbono Shelolam is to say with kavana, Noide Lecha Hashem Elokeinu al shenchalta lavaseinu eretz chemda toivu urechava. Uvnei Yerushalayim, to say the words with kavana b'shem u'malchus. What greater shevach can you do for the Ribbono Shel Olam than to say these words? Let me leave you with one last very important vart, and that is, you know, in if you really want to learn about the shevach of Eretz Yisrael, the place to go is the kinos. Which kinos are we referring to? The tzioins on Tisha B'Av. There are 9 piyutim. What are you walking around? You're the ultimate Zionist. There are nine tzionim. There are 9 piyutim on Tisha B'Av tzion. There are nine piyutim. The first one is from Rabbi Yehuda Halevi, tzion halot tishali. There's one phrase there, which I really think captures the whole essence of Eretz Yisrael, and that is shali shlem, the asir tikva. What's the expression? I forgot it. The prison is the expression. He goes on there to say, and there in the beginning it says, the prisoner asir to have hope. And I saw a beautiful idea from, very quickly, of Moshe Shapiro, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. He was just niftel last year. Unbelievably, as he says, what is the meaning of tzion? Everyone's mafab, but what is tzion? What is the chilik between Yerushalayim and tzion? So it's a Beferish Gemara. There's one Gemara. I have it over here. Actually, I have it over my Sefaria. It says Beferish, according to one opinion, Tzion is the Even Shesia. There are many Perushim. What is Tzion? But one opinion, the Gemara, you can't deny. It's like, Mamash, no one ever quotes Gemara. It's black and white. The Even Shesia is called Tzion. There's Yerushalayim, and then there's the Even Shesia. Okay, keep that in mind for one moment. There were 5 tragedies that happened in Eretz on Tisha B'Av. The last tragedy was they plowed the Har HaBayis. What? Why does that equate with the other tragedies? The Churban Bayis Rishon, the Churban Bayis Sheni, the Meraglim, they cried, and Beit Har was destroyed. Each one of those was a tragedy beyond description. But they plowed the Har HaBayis? Big deal. Everyone already is gone. Everyone already died. Everyone is out of here. So the people there living there, there's a harabayas and there was a stone. And they plowed. Why does the fifth thing get the merit to be mentioned with the four, which are night of Ayim? So basically, this is what he says. I'm reading between the lines. As long, even though there was a Churban, the Meraglim, the Bayis Rishon, the Bayis Sheni, Beitar was destroyed, Churban, Klal Yisrael always had hope. There was always hope, tikva, that no, we'll come back, we will rebuild, and their hope was seen in the Even Shesia. Even though they grazed the whole Harabayis was Chorav, they saw the Even Shesia. That's the cornerstone. That's where it's all going to be in. When they plowed the Har Habayis, you know what the Kavanah plowing the Har Habayis was? They covered the Even Shesia. Well, they uprooted it. They damaged it. They covered it. They hid it. There was no more Even Shesia. All hope was lost. No one died. No one knew. It was quiet. The loss of hope is Shokol Kineged, the Churban of the Meraglim, the Churban of the Bayis Rishon, the Bayis Sheni, Beitar, the loss of hope. The loss of hope when they cover that Even Shesia, they plow the field. The Medina is Tikva. There's no question that whatever you want to say, the Yishuv in Eretz Yisrael has opened up our minds. You know, it's possible. It's possible Mashiach's power can come. There can be a Beis HaMikdash. You get a flavor of what it means, the Ruach HaKodesh, the Kedusha Soaretz. It's unbelievable. It is mamish, what we have in Eretz Yisrael today. You can say whatever you want to say, but without question, it is the very least. It is the ultimate tikva of what is yet to come. And this is the Asir tikva. This is Tzion. This is the 9 tzionim that we say at the end of the kinos, which leads to Elit Tzion. That's the 9th one. And what is the end of Elit Tzion? Why there are 9 kinos? Because it leads into the 9th, which was Elit Tzion, a woman who is pregnant, v'yareha kmo isha bitzireha, a woman in labor pain. She's in the throes of labor. The goal with the birth, the Leida of Mashiach, the Leida, the rebuilding of Yerushalayim, there's a process. There are 9 tzionim to get to that moment. The Tisha Yarche Leida. The Gemar is Isha Bitzireha. The Leida. To get to the Leida, Elit Tzion, there are 9, there are other 8 tzionim that lead there. The Tisha Yarche Leida.
That list is not right.
This all, you can see what's scribbled, what's not correct. You're laughing hard, right? So this is a process. Obviously, it's a process. What the process is, no one knows, but there's a tremendous bracha. It's not something to ignore, not something to take light, not something to be sonus about. It's a tremendous bracha to makir toiv. We are a nation of people makir toiv to recognize, to overlook the problems and to be focused on the positive, to focus on the bracha. Moshe Rabbeinu was mispal 515 tefillos to go to Eretz Yisrael. Couldn't go. You can't. We can go. We can go with ease, with support, with money, defense. Tremendous bracha. And it's a day to be makir, to at least, the very least, to make the bracha noyde lucha Hashem Elokeinu. Al shenchalt la'avasin and eschem l'toy b'chel with kavana, which was zeichet to see the coming of the gula b'mher v'yameinu. Amen.